Town Hall Square, whipping post. As an architectural ensemble, the Town Hall Square emerged in the 17th century to the west of the crossroads of the older city streets, Söder Street and Rutli Street. This place embraced important public buildings such as the Town Hall, the Exchange House and the Scale House. The northern and eastern parts of the square were occupied by residential houses built in the 17th century and richly decorated with carved doorways and towers and oriel windows. Up to the beginning of the 20th century, the Town Hall Square housed a city market. In the Middle Ages, a city market was not only a place for trade and communication of news, but it was also a place for execution and crimes and punishments. As in any self-respectful city, Narva's city market had a whipping post used for chaining criminals with an iron neck collar. The customs of those ages were so strict, such that destiny was awarded to anyone for pilfering, fraud, alcohol abuse, non-attending of church, or dancing. Crowds and crowds of people usually came out to see the criminals. It was one of the few entertainments in the Middle Ages. The crowd was allowed to humiliate criminals, spit in their faces, and throw any types of objects at them except stones. The whipping post of Narva was a piece of art of its type. On the order of the city magistrate, one of the best stone carvers of Narva decorated the whipping post with a sculpture of a man holding a whip in his hand. This was an embodiment of fairness. The whipping post of Narva was removed from the Town Hall Square only in the middle of the 19th century. The iron neck collar is exhibited as a part of the museum exposition in the Narva Castle.